To even characterize the problem as a pension one is a misnomer.
What it is a debt crisis.
That's Ralph Martiri with the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability. While it's true that by conservative estimates, Illinois is short $83 billion in what it has promised state employees in retirement benefits, Martiri says there's nothing inherently wrong with the state's pension plans. He says the problem is that for 40 years, the state borrowed like a credit card from pensions to pay for other services. Martiri says that's what left Illinois with the $83 billion debt. And state law requires Illinois has to spend more every year to pay that down. He says that means even if Illinois were to reduce its pension costs, say by cutting benefits, there would still be a fiscal crisis.
The main driver of the problem is, in fact, this pension ramp. But getting a politically motivated General Assembly to deal with that reality.
And politically impossible at its worst. I'm Amanda Vinicky.